or today rather. Book of Isaiah, chapter number 6, verse number 1.
Thank you,
I really hadn't. Brother Darrell's a great friend of mine, and we love him. He preached my meeting this year and did a wonderful job in day services. And I probably would have left earlier, but because I'm so indebted to him for friendship too. But this this week, the Lord dropped something on me, and it's not going to be what you just heard. Okay, it's not going to be near that, but it's just a little thought the Lord dropped on my heart. For the folks, you know, I'm guilty of preaching revivals here at Bethany, and we got a lot of visitors here today, but I really feel like I'm probably going to talk to some folks from Bethany today and see what the Lord will do for us. Well, I love these folks, great people. Verse number one, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Notice this. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet. And with twain he did fly. One cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. The house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King and the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips. Thine iniquity is taken away and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I. Send me. Verse 9. And he said, Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Could you stretch your hands towards heaven? Ask the Lord to help us. Father, we thank you for your grace and for your mercy. For your love, ask you to visit here for just a few moments. Touch us, Lord, in this service tonight, today, rather. God, have your way. Have your way. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. If the Lord would help me just a little while tonight, I'd like to preach to you on heavenly visions in earthly places. Heavenly visions in earthly places. Now, this morning we see it's the year that King Uzziah died. It's a time of great, for lack of better words, earthly prosperity. Uzziah's reign had been a very profitable reign. It had brought great natural blessings upon the children of Israel. However, sometimes when great natural blessings fall upon a group of people, spiritual lethargy sets in. Sometimes we cannot grasp with one hand the blessings of the Lord and grasp with the other hand the blessings of staying true to God. I want to talk to us just for a little while about what happened when Isaiah walked into the tabernacle that day. Amen. Just for a little while, I won't be long. I was thinking as I began to prepare for this little sermonette, if you want to call it today, as I began to look at it and think about it, I thought about all the blessings the Lord has given us. Now, I don't know about you, but I drove here today, and I had a pretty easy time getting here. Did have to pay $2.69 for a gallon of gas, but other than that, it was all right. I got here in relative comfort, stayed in a wonderful place over there in Jinx or Glenpool, wherever that is, and it's a wonderful little motel to stay in. And just to be honest with you, if I'd have wanted to today, I could have had biscuits and gravy. Or gravy and eggs. Or gravy and sausage and eggs. I'm a pretty blessed person. To be honest with you, not a lot of us this morning can complain about what God has done for us, can we? Anybody in this building blessed besides me this morning? Amen. Anybody in this building, has God been good to you? Amen. Don't you feel like God's been better to you than anyone else? Amen. Don't you feel like that the blessings of the Lord has just been solely raining upon your life for quite a while? But could I tell you this morning, in that time of blessing, in that time of natural outpouring, in that time of great natural giving of the Lord, could I tell you, let's be careful not to die spiritually while we're living regularly in life.
I want to talk to you just for a little while. You see, he gets a heavenly vision when he walks in. And I've been in this church when heaven has failed. I've been in this place when it seemed like God's glory filled it from one end to the other. While it was just a few months ago that we watched folks go through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Where's your son at, sisters? Is he here today? He's not here today. Quite the deal when that big old boy. No, I mean, he ain't tiny. Amen. He got carried away and God filled him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But oftentimes we walk into the house of God expecting it just to be a common, if there's such a thing, ordinary worship service. Amen. We walk into the house of God and we really come in without anticipation. We really come in without expectation. And we walk in, and for one reason or the other, our mind is every place else. And we really ain't got our mind on the Lord at all. And it takes four or five songs, a sermon or two, an altar call before we ever get warmed up. Could I tell you just a little while? When we walked into this place today, we should have been expecting heavenly visions. Oh, glory to God. Let some of us see today the Lord high and lifted up.
I want to preach to you just a little while. First of all, the Lord was sitting upon his throne.
which speaks of his authority. Amen. I like anybody that preaches about the supremacy of Christ, don't you? I like anybody that talks about how great that Jesus is. Amen. And I look at that when Isaiah walked in. The first thing that he noticed is that the Lord is sitting on his throne. And he's high. Amen. Hallelujah. Could I tell you that we'd never get him up high enough in any service? We never magnify his name great enough in any service. Can you imagine as the old man of God, the prophet of God, as he walks in? Amen. And that day it was going to be a different day. God was getting ready to show him there's more than what's going on right now. Israel might have slipped into spiritual lethargy, but I'm still real. I still have all power. I still know exactly what I'm doing. So Isaiah looks up and he sees the throne of the Lord. It's high and it's lifted up and his train fills the temple.
I want to talk to you just a little while. I won't be long, don't worry. As the train fills the temple, then we get a lesson in worship. We get a great lesson in worship by what the seraphims do. First of all, if you'll notice verse 2. And above it stood the seraphim, each one having 6 wings. And with twain he covered his face. Speaking of the humility in true worship. Sometimes we need to realize who he is and who we are. And when we realize who we are, even though these were seraphims, even though these stood and flew around the top of the throne on a daily basis, every day they covered their face in humility for him that sat upon the throne. How long has it been since we've realized how great he is? And how low we are. Hallelujah. Can you get that middle picture of a throne sitting high and lifted up and the Lord sitting on that throne and his train filling the temple? Amen. There's no place, no more room in the temple that you can get away from the power and the authority of God. And then above it is the seraphim. And this seraphim, you'll never see his face. You'll never see the individual. Amen. Because you'll simply see the wings covering the face. Oh, that we could get to the place where we could worship, where we would not see ourselves, but we would see him in his holiness and in his purity. The spirit of humility is the only way to worship. I said, in the spirit of humility is the only way to worship. And then the Bible says, and with twain he covered his feet. Take your shoes off, Moses. You're on holy ground. Remove your shoes. The place that you're standing is holy. When they covered their feet, it spoke of the holiness of God. Oh, God. I liked, I believe it was R.A. Torrey that wrote, and he said, God can be no more holy today than he was yesterday. And he can be no more holy tomorrow than he was today, because God is holy. Hallelujah. So they wrap their wings, those six wings around their feet. Amen. Realizing how holy and pure God was. Help me just a little while. Amen. I want to talk to you about the humility in worship and the holiness of God in our worship. I understand that my righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of God, but I also understand who He is. I also understand how great God is, and that His holiness and His righteousness was imputed unto me. So with my face covered and my holiness rest in Him, I come into this building today, amen, not to magnify myself, but to magnify the name of Jesus Christ. Is there anybody in this building needing a heavenly vision this morning? Now with twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And I think the wings speak of the urgency of worship in this hour. Lessons in worship. We've got to the place, amen, where we put worship on a back burner, right behind the program and right behind life's events. But when we can come in and we can bow humbly, realizing how holy He is, amen, and come in not waiting for the first person to actually stand up, somebody else to get it going, but we come in, amen, and we begin to feel the presence of God when we walk into that door, amen. A few moments ago, amen, when the glory of the Lord was falling in this place, amen, it was a wonderful time to be urgent in our worship. Worship. And with twain they did fly. Amen. Now, I've got a very vivid imagination. All right, so in my imagination, amen, in my vision of what he's seeing, there's a throne and it's high and it's lifted up. And the Lord sitting on that throne, that ought to be enough to make us want to shout, amen, to the very tops of our voice. That ought to be enough to make us stand to our feet and magnify the glory of the Lord, just because the Lord is in the house. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to tell you right now, the hope for Bethany is for the Lord to be in the house. I want to tell you right now, the hope for the holiness movement, amen, is for the Lord to be in the house. I want to tell you right now, the hope for the holiness movement is for us to return to the urgency of worship and praise of Almighty God. Help me, Lord. I want to get this done. Amen. I don't want to bore you. Are you hungry yet? I am. Hallelujah. So I'm hurrying, just so you know that. Amen. Now that little machine you got back there, that little iPad that you're taking pictures of, if that could capture the vision that was going on in Isaiah's heart that day. Now notice here what happens. Notice here, with twain they did fly, and one. Now I don't know how they did it. I don't know exactly how they did it, but in my mind, they're flying above the throne. All right. One place says they stood there. Amen. They stood before the throne. But then, amen, somehow in my mind, they're crying one to the other. Now, I don't know if they actually took the wings. I knew he must have seen them fly some way, because he said with twain they did fly. So I don't know if they were circling the throne like jets. I don't know if they were soaring to great heights when they thought of his holiness. I don't know if they went up like a spaceship propelled, changing the law of gravity. Amen. I don't know how it was, but they begin to soar. And as they begin to soar, amen, they would cry, "Holy! Holy! Holy!" Can you imagine, amen, if it were in this building today, there'd be a seraphim over there, amen, with his face covered and his feet covered and his voice opened up crying, "Holy! Holy! Holy!" And that little camera back there, amen, would find or would be able to see one soar past, amen, and another one soar past, and all of them glorifying and magnifying the God of heaven. Is there anybody in this place today that knows what it is to glorify the name of the Lord? Hallelujah. One to another. Help me out, brother. Help me out, okay, brother? Brother Young, help me out. Holy!
Holy!
Brother.
Holy!
Help me out. Help me out. Tracy, help me out. Help me out. Help me out. Help me out. Holy! 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 Lord God Almighty! Glory! Glory! Brother Cooper, help me out. Help me out. Holy! Help me out. Help me out. Amen. Holy! 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 Lord God Almighty! At that time, Brother Tommy, we get one of the most beautiful pictures that you will ever see. Amen. Because there is a man that is God reveals unto him where he's at. And he begins to see the purity and the power and the holiness of God. Amen. And he cries out, "Woe! Woe is me! For I am undone." Hallelujah. But wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. There is a seraphim. Amen. And he's soaring toward the sacrificial altar. And there, at that sacrificial altar, amen, help me, Holy Ghost, was a blood-drenched, fired, white coal. And he picks up that blood-drenched, spirit-fire coal. And he comes over and he touches the lips of a mortal man, and cleansing has happened in the house of God. Brother JR, I don't feel worthy to worship the Lord. Hey, did anybody just see that seraphim fly in here? Hey, I want to talk to you just a minute. I want you to realize right now, I know you might have failed. I know you might have slipped. I know you might have sinned. But there's a coal on the altar. There's a God that changes. There's a Savior that magnifies. There's a God that wants to be glorified in this service today. Raise your hands and worship the Lord, please. The Bible said, and the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. Amen. Glory to God. And the house was filled with smoke. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven like as a mighty rushing where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh God, do it again. I said, oh God, do it again. I said, oh God, do it again. Fill this place with your glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. We love to shout. We love to worship. We love to pray. We love to magnify. But then we hear what the voice is saying. We hear what the voice is saying. And it says this. And I heard the voice of the Lord. I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And whom will go for us? And then that one that had been freshly touched by the drenched, heated coal said, here I am. Here, my Lord. Send me. I'm closing. I'm trying to get this through to what I need to be. You see, once we've shouted, and once we ran the aisles, and once we've cried, holy, 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 and we've watched, seen him in his beauty, could I remind the Bethany Church today, I told you I come to preach to you. Could I remind the Bethany Church today, God didn't call you just for these four walls. After the call came the commission. Go and preach it. But Lord, they're not going to hear. But we can be like rays of light in a dark night, affecting those around us. I wonder if there's anybody in this building today that would like to get a heavenly vision in this earthly place. Is there a young man sitting here today? Said, I've been contemplating giving it all over to God. Is there a young lady here today that would say in their heart, yes? You see, I'm reminded of Brother Boyd's sermon last night, and I'm closing right now. Disconnected. But the great thing about it is God can reconnect the power right here in this service. I feel this. I know it was higher when we were crying holy. But I'm trying to get you to see right now, God's calling you. I said, God's calling you. Are you listening? Do you hear his voice? Brother Kyle, sometimes we need to hear that sweet voice of the Lord. And we need to answer back. Here am I. Here am I. Send me. Don't you feel that holy presence coming in this place right now? Do you hear the call? Do you hear the call? I want you to bow your heads. I'm done. Brother Darrell's getting ready to come and take this, but I feel desperate to tell somebody in this place, God is waiting on you. God is waiting on you today. God's waiting on you to surrender to him. Last night the Holy Ghost spoke to us and said, remember? The Holy Ghost spoke to us and said, return. The Holy Ghost spoke to us and said, repent. But when I was done and the Lord had quit spoken, I felt the Holy Ghost deal with me. I would like to tell them one more thing. Rejoice. Remember. Return. Repent. And rejoice. Hallelujah. Somebody in this building needs to get your joy back. I said, somebody in this building needs to get your joy back. You've been down way too long. You've been on the bottom. You've been to the place where you don't even feel like holding your head up. But I want you to know there's a heavenly vision in this place today. The Lord is high and he's lifted up and his train is filling the temple. They're getting ready to sing. Is that what you want me to? Oh, the Holy Ghost is here. I wish you'd. I don't know just what the Lord's wanting to do, but today's your day. Today is your day where you sell out. Today's your day when God is glorified in your heart again. Today's your day that your dark tunnel ends. Today's your day when hope springs eternal in your heart one more time. Today's your day when you say goodbye to depression. Goodbye to discouragement. Today is the day that the Lord is magnified in your sight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray in that name because I believe in the power of that name. In the name of Jesus, I want you right now to speak to the hearts of those that are here that feel like that their spiritual timing has passed them by. They feel like as if, though, Lord, there are no value to your kingdom. But I ask you today, in this service, to bring joy and purpose back to their spiritual life. And as you did to Isaiah, call, cleanse, and commission them for your work in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm waiting on the Lord now. Brother Darrell, I'm talking to somebody that's put God on the back burner because they feel like they didn't meet the mark. I'm talking to somebody that's told God, I would, but
but I just don't feel like I can. And I'm talking to you. You don't feel like you can anymore. He's here today to fix you. I feel the Holy Ghost falling in this place right now. You're not done. God's not through with you. Your life's not over. Your ministry's not in a history book. There's pages to be wrote. I said there's pages to be written in your life. Right now you need to step out and say, Lord, I'm giving it to you right now. Come on, come on. Step out and come. Step out and come. Step out right now. Step out and come. Step out and come right now. It ain't over for you. This is just the beginning. There's glories yet to be revealed. Come! I said it ain't over for you. It ain't over for you.
Oh, come on, come on, come on. You've been so wounded. Wounded spirit. It's a great, great, great hurt. You can bear the infirmity in your body because you're strong. But your spirit's wounded today. God wants to pour oil and wine in it. Come on here. Come on now. Bring your brokenness. Bring your hurt. Let God pour in the oil and wine today. My, my, what a servant.
Word. that only you can do. Oh, don't fall for Satan's lies. God's hand's still on your life. Oh, no, God's not through.
Oh, mind believes in you. Doesn't matter what you've been through, Jesus Christ has died for you. So give it all and don't hold back.